their body to connect with the cushion or the chair, allowing the weight to fall down towards the ground, supported by the cushion and chair, but giving our weight up to gravity. And making any little adjustments just to allow the body to let go, soften, relax. And on the out-breath, just giving up a little bit more weight to the ground, if you can. So beneath the floor, there's a whole planet very well able to take your weight. And we can feel into the still, quiet energy of the ground. Noticing any part of the body that might feel tense, clenched, tight. And just breathing into that space. Being aware of that space and just seeing what effect that has. Is there any releasing? And at the same time, we want energy in the posture, so it can often come from the structure of the spine stretching up, imagining a thread tied to the crown of the head, very, very gently pulling us upwards, tiny, tiny amounts. Body is poised, the energy is free. Just seeing if the lengthening of the spine shifts the posture a little bit. the metta bhavana, the cultivation of loving kindness. So in the first stage, we cultivate metta towards ourselves. So we may drop phrases into the mind and just see what happens, like dropping a pebble in a pond and watching the ripples. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be free from suffering. May I find peace. And just repeating those phrases, if you find them helpful, or finding other phrases that might work for you. Maybe you can remember and use the wish for yourself that you reflected on earlier. Maybe you can use a memory of a time when you felt well, when you felt peaceful. So in the second stage, we invite a friend into the practice. Maybe you can picture them in your mind's eye, or maybe you can just get a sense of their presence, what it's like to be with them. And just notice your response as you bring them to mind. Maybe with that comes some memory of their qualities, what you like about them. Reasons that you respect them or enjoy their company. Maybe memories come of times you've spent together where you felt connected. May they be well. May they be happy. May they be free from suffering. May they find peace. So we're going to miss out stage 3 and 4 and go straight to stage 5, where we bring ourselves and our friend together, and can we find some kind of equalizing? Can we wish them, our friend and ourselves, metta, evenly. As much for ourselves as them. As much for them as ourselves. And now we'll spread our awareness, our intention, our motivation for well-wishing, spreading wider and wider to people we know, people we don't. Other creatures, other living beings. Everyone in the Buddhist Center tonight. All those people with their regrets, with their fears, the things they're looking forward to. With their goals and delights. Wishing them all well. Wishing for them to be happy, free from suffering, and to find peace. And extending further, local streets, people having supper, people watching TV, having conversations. People laughing, people crying. Further out into the city. Little children asleep. And in your own time, broadening out in all directions. Into the countryside, dark fields, little isolated houses, villages. May all beings be well and happy. People speaking different languages. Different accents. And beyond the shores, people on boats, people in planes, out through Europe, down through Middle East and Africa, right across the Atlantic to the States, Latin America, just going further and further, cold places, hot places, places where it's daylight. May all beings be well and happy.